Well, it's time now for our COVID update. And for that, we're going to bring in Dr. Tom Tsai, senior fellow at the Harvard Global Health Institute, also assistant professor in Department of Health Policy and Management at the Harvard T.H. Chan School of Public Health. Thank you for joining us today, doctor. And we have a bunch of stories to get to, but I want to start off with Moderna vaccine. A lot of people have been vaccinated now for as many as 6 months, sometimes seven, and we're learning that it is more effective than the Pfizer vaccine when it comes to breakthrough cases. So I'm wondering what your take is on this. And then just from a policy perspective, everybody out there who got the Pfizer vaccine and they're needing a booster, what do they do? Do they get the Pfizer, the Moderna? Just so many questions here.
Yes, it's a rapidly changing environment that we're facing with new data coming in. And I think it's important to also note that the new data in terms of the effectiveness of Moderna versus Pfizer are still preprint studies, so not yet peer reviewed, and they may still change in the coming weeks. But what these early studies show, there's a Mayo study out of Florida, a nursing home study out of Ontario, a population study out of Qatar in the Middle East, do suggest that there are lower rates of COVID breakthrough infections among those vaccinated with the Moderna vaccine versus Pfizer. Some caveats, though, the timing, the rollout between Pfizer and Moderna does vary. So in terms of the vaccine immunity waning, some of that may be contributing to what we're seeing between Moderna and Pfizer. But the most important thing to remember is that both vaccines, in fact, all the vaccines, are highly effective in preventing the serious consequences of COVID-19 infection. And both of them have greater than 90% effectiveness in preventing hospitalizations and deaths, which are really important clinical measures for patients to consider.
I want to, you know, dive in on that just a little bit, doctor, because I think at least when I heard the news, you know, if you're someone who got the Pfizer vaccine, it's, you know, you're thinking to yourself, okay, shoot, you know, I'm not as well protected as those folks that were out there and got vaccinated with Moderna. And we are, I think, anecdotally, at least, hearing so many more stories of friends and family members and in headlines of so many folks that are vaccinated and are still getting infected with coronavirus. So I guess just a two-part question for you here. If you are someone who's been vaccinated, but perhaps not with Moderna, should you go out right now and try to seek getting that third shot or second, if you're in the case of Johnson & Johnson, try to get your own booster shot? And two, what really should be the behavior right now if you are vaccinated? Should you all start wearing your mask again? Should you try to avoid some of these indoor activities? Really, how should we be behaving?
Yeah, important questions. I'm actually going to answer the second first because that's actually going to answer the first. It's important to think about the layers of risk. The first layer is the community level transmission in your community. If you're in a county with high transmission of the Delta variant, it's important to take precautions whether you're vaccinated or not. The second is the risk of the environment that you're in. Are you indoors? Are you outdoors? And the third is your own personal risk and your risk of exposing maybe unvaccinated children in your own family. So all those three factors play in. And I think whether you're vaccinated by Moderna or Pfizer, if you're in an area with high transmission of COVID-19, it's still important to take these other precautions. I think we're at a stage where we've been holding our breaths and waiting for the vaccines to come, and now they've come and we've seen vaccine breakthroughs. But it's important to remember that we have all these other interventions that still really work, including good ventilation in buildings or outdoor areas, still wearing masks. So all those things have worked and will still work to keep you and your friends and family safe. So going back to the first question, then that really matters in terms of making sure that we don't do public health on our own in terms of going out and creating our own individual guidelines about if I need a booster shot or not. It's important to follow the current public health guidance, but that's also dependent on making sure the CDC and our public health agencies are pushing forward and trying to understand what populations are most appropriate for a booster shot. The FDA did announce that immunocompromised patients would benefit from a third booster, so I think it's important for everybody to stay tuned. But for the general public, I wouldn't go out and go get your own booster shot right now. I think what's important is to follow the guidelines, but also remember part of the guidelines is also staying safe by avoiding high-risk situations for COVID transmission.
Well, I like that guidance. So pretty much don't be your own doctor. And I think that makes sense. I want to stick with the conversation, but shift gears a little bit. We were talking about policy response, and one of the headers we're tracking today, San Francisco mandating proof of full COVID vaccination at indoor venues. The guidelines, and it depends on where you are. There's so many, and you can get different responses from local versus state versus federal. How should people be thinking about all these changing dynamics as they're trying to take care of their families, trying to plan going back to work, back to school? It can be a confusing barrage sometimes, especially from the news flow perspective.
Yeah, it definitely is confusing. I think it's important for the public to understand that this is a process, and it is not about an endpoint. So this is a process of the pandemic. As different variants come in, we have to react to the public health information, which for most counties across the U.S. is showing rising numbers of cases driven by the Delta variant. So I think San Francisco has made an important step in leading the way to protecting its residents from exposures in indoor settings by requiring the vaccination mandate. It does exclude those where the vaccines are not those who are not eligible for vaccines, so those under 12 years of age, for example. And other cities like New York have also instituted similar vaccine requirements. So I think it's a good thing that it is a local approach. There are national CDC guidelines, but that's for the whole country. And as we're seeing with the pace of the outbreaks, the number of hospitalizations crowding up with children and adult hospitals around the country, this is a very local phase of the pandemic right now. So there does need to be local guidance. And I think what San Francisco has done is reacted to the data about rising clusters of infections and trying its best to protect its individuals. But for an individual, again, think about those three layers of risk. Is what's the level of transmission in the community in terms of active cases, the vaccination rates? What's the second layer of what's the environment that I'm in? Is it an indoor building? Is there good ventilation or is it outdoors? And third is, am I personally vaccinated? And also, what's the risk of me potentially being a carrier to young children at home? So that may change your own individual risk. And at some point, it's okay that it's an individual assessment, but take a step back and understand that the data are going to change, and we just have to keep making sure that we base the guidelines to the data that are evolving.
And we appreciate you helping us sort that out, Doctor. Dr. Tom Tsai, Senior Fellow at the Harvard Global Health Institute.